to the Sex and Sensuality for Church Girls podcast. I am your host, Luz Selenia, founder and owner of The Radiant Sessions, certified spiritual life coach and professional life coach, energy healer, meditation guide, and your priestess of sensuality.
So I know it's been a couple weeks since you've heard from me, and normally I'd like to warn you when I'm taking a break. But unfortunately, that break happened out of necessity and not out of desire. I was experiencing a block in a lot of ways, creatively, which was causing or triggering my executive dysfunction, and all because I was a bit overwhelmed. Thankfully, because of my sensuality practice and how I use sensuality to heal myself, I did not push myself to do. As much as I strive to be consistent and say, hey, I'm going to do these episodes every week on Wednesdays and do it, you know, for you all, I know that I needed to really take some time and get some clarity and feel my way through this and really listen to my feelings and exactly what my feelings were telling me. And I'll share this with you. I realized I was overwhelmed because I was telling myself, and I had convinced myself to a certain degree, that there were some things that I was supposed to do in order to be a business owner, in order to be and make the impact that I feel like I've been called to make through this platform and through Radiant. And I did an exercise that actually I invite you to do. Someone asked a question like, and it's a question that I'm sure you heard before, but in 10 years, where do you see yourself? Now the exercise is this, because I'm sure you've heard this question and you've probably answered it. When you ask yourself this question, don't sit there and think about it. Don't research, don't study it, don't just respond. Respond quickly and say out loud whatever it is that comes to your mind. And then write it down. You can record it maybe just in case you want to make sure you remember exactly what you said. Does that look like what you think it would look like? Does that very visceral response line up with what you think your 10-year plan should look like? Because it didn't for me. And so I began to ask myself questions. Well, that's one thing. Is it that I thought I would be and that I'm on the path to doing, and I'm, you know, trying to create these things to establish my business, I didn't say it. What does that mean? And I realized, again, I was putting myself in a box because I thought for some reason or another that that's what I was supposed to do. And in order to get to the next level, and you know, I went within, I consulted my business advisor, and, you know, and I was like, yeah, you don't have to do that. If you don't really want to do that, you don't have to do that. You can do the things that you want to do and be who you want to be. And if that changes, you try it and you don't like those things, then you can change that and do something else. And so it really frustrated me not doing the podcast, because I truly, truly enjoy and love doing this. But when things are out of alignment in other areas of our lives, a lot of times, most times, it's going to impact the other things. It's not, those things don't generally happen in silos. And so I imagine if you can think of a time that was frustrating, like, I really want to do this. Why? What is going on? And so that's just a practical example of how sensuality helps me. Because in those moments, as I'm feeling in my body, I'm acknowledging and being really sensitive about where those feelings are and where they're living and what they mean, and letting them inform me that, oh, this is something that is uncomfortable, this is painful, this is that, and honoring that, taking the time to learn from it, and then moving forward. So then I can invite the things that I want to do and really create a life that is in alignment with who I am, that brings me joy, that lights me up, that gives me the freedom to be who I am, the freedom to be the person that I love to be. So, if you don't know, October is also known as Kinktober. So, we are going to dig into kink this month. I have a couple interviews with some very, very dynamic ladies that are coming next week and the following weeks. But because this is for church girls, and I'm not going to say that y'all don't know, but let's get into some kink 101, just in case, because I know I thought I knew what kink was. I didn't know nearly as much as I know now, and I don't know as much as other people. So let's get into some kink 101. So if you look up the definition of kink, the first thing that'll likely come up is the Wikipedia definition, which says that kink in human sexuality is the use of non-conventional sexual practices, concepts, or fantasies. The term derives from the idea of a quote-unquote bend in one's sexual behavior to contrast such behavior with quote-unquote straight or quote-unquote vanilla sexual mores and proclivities. Now, you know, that defines it. Now, what I like, the definition that I prefer, is that kink is a set of pleasurable activities that people choose to do together that in other contexts are not pleasurable or usual. Most people consider, when they think of kink, they think of BDSM or bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism. Or it's also been taken to stand for bondage, dominance, submission, and masochism. But from what I've learned and experienced, kink isn't just BDSM. Now, some people will be like, well, even those things are part of BDSM. And they would probably be right. But for the sake of this conversation, because of the connotation that BDSM has, I definitely want to be able to differentiate between what people who are not part of the kink community would likely consider to be the extreme. And there's nothing wrong with the extreme. If you like it, if you're interested in it, as long as you're safe and it's consensual, by all means, get into it. But be educated. Do it and learn and find someone or some people that you can trust that do it the right way. Because as with anything, you can definitely find some people who will take advantage and abuse you, just like relationships in general. But back to kink. I really like the second definition of just calling it a set of pleasurable activities that people choose to do together that in other contexts are not pleasurable or usual, because one, it centers in two things. It centers the fact that the people involved in it are, one, choosing to do it, and they find it pleasurable. And ultimately, what you don't find pleasurable You'll look at it like, oh, that's weird. If they're doing it and it's consensual and they find it pleasurable, what's the problem? Which brings me to my next point. If you are not interested, do not want to participate in kink, you don't have to. It's not for everyone. If you are perfectly fine with having vanilla sex and you are enjoying it and receiving and giving pleasure, more power to you. Other people do enjoy it. And quite frankly, you know, and I say, oh, if you want to have vanilla sex and you don't want to, you know, participate in kink, then do that. But I also want to, you know, make sure that we highlight the fact that a lot of people do participate in kink and it's not sexual for them in the sense that there's no penetration, no exchanging of fluids. There are plenty of ways to participate in kink scenes where sex is not even at play at all. There are people who, even in the BDSM world, who are submissive and have DOMs or, you know, whatever, that have those kinds of relationships where, again, sex is not at play. It is about the power dynamic and, you know, maybe they're a brat or a switch or a baby or this, whatever, but it's about a power dynamic, and that for them doesn't have to include sex. But for those of us who are interested, have dabbled into kink, or are completely in the kink community, there are many reasons why we do and we would participate and enjoy finding our kinks. It can be playful, it can be funny, it can be intense. It can be scary sometimes. Like, sometimes people want to feel that kind of adrenaline rush. It can be very intimate. It can be painful. People, you know, choose to play on those sides of things that, again, typically are very taboo. But, you know, they want to heighten a sense, or they want to take away a sense, you know, as in maybe you like being blindfolded and you don't want to see anything, and so the other senses that are at play are now heightened. Maybe you want to be held down, maybe you want to be tied up, and you know, that can range from just having your wrist tied up or to very intricate designs, so to speak, with, you know, soft rope or hard rope, or, you know, kind of tied up and hung up on something, handcuffed. It could mean you like being degraded. There are a lot of people, men and women, who want someone to just tell them how terrible they are. Or, as if you're on TikTok and on Kink Talk more specifically, something that has been going viral very much, at least on my timeline, and that'll tell you something of what I like to watch, because, you know, algorithm, is praise kink, where there are a good community of us that, you know, us as in women, and I'm sure there are men like this as well, but based on my algorithm, there are a lot of women who are craving masculine energy that will take charge in the bedroom and then talk us through an orgasm by telling us how we are such a good girl. And yes, keep doing that for daddy right there. And just encourage us and kiss us on our forehead. And, you know, we have a praise kink. And it's funny seeing the people and the reactions of the women who are like, oh my God, I didn't know that something like this would turn me on as much as it does. I have a praise kink. And then they could be like me, that I kind of have a little bit of both. There, you know, I'm still exploring what my kinks are. And, you know, learning how to communicate that with partners, learning how to have a safe and consensual relationship, because for me, it would be at this point part of a romantic and sexual relationship, because they are not one and the same, that I would want to do those things with. And creating and setting boundaries for both people. And that's the other thing that I think a lot of people who are not involved in the kink community do not understand. Now, of course, there are always people who are evil, bad, abusive. That is not something that is that doesn't happen at all in kink, and it's also not something that is specific to kink. There are plenty of men, women that are not into kink and are abusive and toxic and unhealthy. So let's just get that to the side. But when you are engaging in kink with people who are doing it properly, they're not jumping into just creating scenes and play. That we're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to talk about safe words. We're going to talk about, you know, what you like, what you want, and realizing that even if you are the submissive in that situation, if that's the scene that you're setting, that even though you're submitting, that you have a lot of power. And we'll talk about that in the next episode with my guest D. Ray, Sunny D. But yeah, you know, and then also talking about, especially, but even in the scenes that would be considered pleasurable, you know, and light and joyful, not just the intense ones, not just with the ones that if you are doing a scene where there might be impact play, or there, you know, maybe it's you're having them degrade you. That, you know, but even in the scenes where it's really, really intimate and really vulnerable, that you're discussing what kinds of aftercare are going to be done by all the parties or both parties, depending on how many people are involved, because it may not just be two people that are involved in those scenes. And so if that is something that you're interested in, you know, that was a very high level introduction to what kink is. We're going to definitely, I invite you to come back next week. I am actively editing. It's going to probably be, it's definitely going to be a two-parter because we got into so much. It was so amazing to have that conversation with her. She is a Black polyamorous pansexual polymath. So yeah, we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get into her story, her origin story, her turning point, and where she is now, and how she has, you know, actualized herself, her potential, and learn about kink and a little bit about polyamory, a little bit about relationship anarchy and how all of those things, and growing up a church girl, because she very much so grew up like as a church girl, how all that comes into play in her life, and the things that she's doing with that, and how she is even, you know, in my opinion, what she does is still ministry. It may not be church and religious in the way that we are conditioned to know it to be, but she is serving people, and that's ministry, just by being herself and by the events and the platform that, you know, she participates in and that she curates herself under Sunny D Productions. So I hope that you would join me next week to experience that with me, because she popped my cherry as far as guests go. She is my first, but will not be my last, because I really enjoyed the conversation and look forward to bringing more guests on Sex and Sensuality for Church Girls. Now, it's time for the church announcements. As usual, govern yourselves accordingly. This week's church announcements is actually going to come by none other than Representative Ocasio-Cortez from the speech that she made on personal faith at the admin's religious liberties assault on LGBTQ rights.
Thank you, Chairman. I am experiencing this hearing and I'm struggling whether I respond or launch into this question as a legislator or from the perspective of a woman of faith, because I cannot, it's very difficult to sit here and listen to arguments in the long history of this country of using scripture and weaponizing and abusing scripture to justify bigotry. White supremacists have done it. Those who justified slavery did it. Those who fought against integration did it. And we're seeing it today. And sometimes, especially in this body, I feel as though if Christ himself walked through these doors and said what he said thousands of years ago, that we should love our neighbor and our enemy, that we should welcome the stranger, fight for the least of us, that it is easier for a rich man, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to get into a kingdom of heaven, he would be maligned as a radical and rejected from these doors. And I know, and it is part of my faith, that all people are holy and all people are sacred unconditionally. And that is what makes faith sometimes, that's what prompts us to transform, because it is unconditional. It's not about that it is up to us to love parts of people. We love all people. There is nothing holy about rejecting medical care of people, no matter who they are on the grounds of what their identity is. There is nothing holy about turning someone away from a hospital. There's nothing holy about rejecting a child from a family. There's nothing holy about writing discrimination into the law. And I am tired of communities of being of faith being weaponized and being mischaracterized, because the only time religious freedom is invoked is in the name of bigotry and discrimination. I'm tired of it. My faith commands me to treat Mr. Minton as holy, because he is sacred, because his life is sacred, because you are not to be denied anything that I am entitled to, that we are equal in the eyes of the law, and we are equal in my faith in the eyes of the world. And so I just have to get that out ahead of time, because it is deeply disturbing. Not just what is happening here, but what this administration is advancing is the idea that religion and faith is about exclusion. It is not up to us. It is not up to us to deny medical care. It is up to us to feed the hungry, to clothe the poor, to protect children, and to love all people as ourselves.
To close out today's show, to give you the benediction, I just want to share some words with you. I want you to know that you are more than enough and are so worthy of pleasure, of love, of joy, of peace. You do not have to perform worthiness for anyone, including yourself. Your worthiness is inherent. And so I hope that you come back next week, because we're going to get more into kink and some other juicy things. I love you, and always be as radiant as the sun. This is Lucilonia and Sex and Sensuality for Church Girls. See you next time. Bye.